Fashion designer Nick Verrios seems to know everything there is to know about movie costumes. For him, the costumes used and worn in Oscar-nominated movies are of special significance, both because of how carefully they were designed and how deceptive they can be.
I want you to look in the collar, the ruffles. Those are not ruffles. That's paint. That bow? No, not a bow. It's paint. His bow tie. Look at that. It's fabric, but painted to look like a bow tie. The buttons. These are painted buttons. So this is all hand painted.
The wonderful costumes from the movie Mary Poppins Returns were created by seasoned Hollywood designer Sandy Powell. She has been nominated for her work in two films, Mary Poppins Returns and The Favourite.
Yorgos Lanthimos, the director of The Favourite, specifically told the costume designer, I do not want it to be historically accurate. So if you watch the movie, there might be some costume people that might be like, oh, that's not right. That's not historical. That's because it's supposed to not be. Vinyl, laser cut trim, that was not of the 1700s. So this is new technological, fresh fabric that she wanted to use. Look at the servant in the back. Now that is the character of Abigail, of course. Now look at the fabric, denim.
Denim found its way into another historical movie. Costume designer Alexandra Byrne chose the fabric for the film Mary, Queen of Scots.
This gown right here, this is all denim. That blue gown, this indigo blue, that is denim, meaning the fabric of jeans. Look at this outfit right here. It's not leather, it's not suede. Look at that. It's denim.
But the main Oscar contender in costume design seems to be Ruth Carter, who created costumes for Black Panther. Together with her team, Carter traveled through Africa and Asia, studying traditions, history, and of course, fashion.
Purple means royalty. It is the color of the kings, the color of royalty. So once again, color is very important. The costume designer, Ruth Carter, she was inspired by Issey Miyake, Japanese designer.
Each of these costumes cost between $25,000 and $40,000, but not all of them are for sale. Sometimes they're given to the actors who wore them as a gift, or the fashion creations end up in museums. But one thing is certain, none of them will be easily forgotten. For Angelina Bogdasaryan in Los Angeles, Anna Rice, VOA News.